out, you guys. I got, look at this. I got a palm tree. I don't know if you can see that, but there's people surfing out there in the sun. Me and little guy here, you see him? We're hanging out on the beach. So nice. I am so stoked, you guys. What a great road trip. I just wanted to check in. I got some zero carb thoughts. I don't know if this is the place to do it. I don't know if you can hear me with all the ocean noises and the wind. But what a great trip I've been having, you guys. No problems eating. Lovely people out here on the road. I've had the most incredible experiences, I can't even tell you. You know, I paddled out here. I'm at San Onofre right now. And it's a spot with a lot of locals. And, you know, there's a lot of non-locals. People can surf here. But I paddled out yesterday. And one of the main locals here turned out to be a dear old friend who I haven't seen for decades. And he instantly introduced me to everyone else, and we were all buddies, and I have just been having a great time. I had a great surf session. I got invitation for a place to stay and shower. I haven't used it yet, but I'm going to. I can use a shave and a shower. Got a sunburn. Loving it. So, want to check in. I'll do a longer update in a little bit, but hope you guys are doing great. Here, I'll give you one more shot of the surf. What a place, huh? I love it. I am loving it here. And my friend is still evacuated from the fires. The friend I was gonna go visit got evacuated. He's right in the Malibu Canyons there. So he's still evacuated. I just talked to him this morning. So a little worried about him. He's had a rough week with Thousand Oaks and fires and everything else. That's all of his hometown. So giving him some time, but I'm sure enjoying myself. No problems camping, no problems eating. Been wonderful. So I'll see you guys soon. See ya. Sorry. Oh, no problem. Morning. How about that, gang? Yeah. Welcome back, you guys. Come on, come over here. Good boy. Check us out. Saturday, you guys. Saturday. I gotta go home soon. Stupid. I don't wanna do that. So, welcome back. You guys, I am having the best time. This is gonna be awkward holding this thing, but I'll just work through it. But, oh my gosh, you guys. What a trip. I don't think I'm gonna be able to share it all with you right now because I could talk for probably an hour. But hey, you guys, hope you're doing great. Hope you had a great week. I know I sure did. Hope you're feeling healthy, strong, and that you're staying the course. I am. So let's talk about zero carb real quick on the road. I have been having the most amazing trip, you guys. I'm in Ventura right now. I'm at Surfers Point, and I've been all the way down to Sunset Cliffs in San Diego and back. I had some great days at San Onofre. I had some great days down at Sunset Cliffs. Did some surfboard shopping. I went to some dear old friends and stopped by and surprised them. They didn't recognize me. That was funny. And so I stayed a night with friends, and I've had the most amazing interactions with so many wonderful strangers. Getting to share my zero carb story, and my friend does some therapy for people, body work, and one of her clients has Lyme's disease, so I was able to share maybe some hope with her. And I'm shaking, it's a little cold, sorry about the shot. But I guess it's early in the morning. I'm just getting started here, you guys, so I didn't really think about this. I have a ton to tell you, so I'm having a hard time sorting my thoughts out. But I think I'll probably save a lot of it till when I get home and I can sit down and really share this experience with you guys. Let's see, zero carb, let me just tell you a few things. So my experience has been that In-N-Out's pretty much the best, although I went to a place called Hook Burger last night. Ooh, Californians. If you haven't been to Hook Burger, patties are $1.50 and they are amazing. So that's the best one I've been to so far. Oh, look, I got a visitor. We'll get a little dog action here in the background. Hey, buddy, what's a big Akita? Good boy, Waylon, gentle dog. So so as far as eating goes, it's been fabulous, you guys. I've been trying to go to restaurants and bars and see if I can exist out here in the world like a normal person. And pretty darn, so far so good. So I only had one interesting experience and it was a really good affirmation for me, actually. So everywhere I've been, I've been going to Mexican restaurants and getting carne asada without spices. It's been delicious. Some of them sold it to me a la carte. One place gave me two pieces of carne asada. When I asked for the plate, which, you know, I don't usually make a special request. I just ask for the plate and say, I don't want the size and I don't want the chips and salsa. And they usually just bring you the meat, the skirt steak, and then they charge you the full price, which, you know, that's what I expect. But I went to one place and he said, oh, do you want one pieces or two? Once I said I don't want the sides, and I said, oh, yeah, I'll take two. And then when he gave me the bill, it was like 11 bucks. He sold it to me a la carte. That was awesome. So, but then I went to this one bar. It was a nice place. And I sat down and I ordered my two burger patties, and the menu said, you know, homemade burgers, 100% ground chuck. And so I took my first bite, and I knew there was something in there. I knew I could taste spices, I could taste a little pepper. I asked it for it unseasoned, but I think, you know, the burger was a big, ugly one. So they had mixed it with some stuff. You know, I knew there was spices in there, I don't know what else. And while I'm sitting there, I'm talking to these two wonderful folks next to me who are actually from my hometown. We were having just a delightful conversation. We talked for a long time, but I ate those burgers, and you guys, within 20 minutes of starting my meal, I'm having this conversation with these people, and I had to excuse myself. I had urgent need to use the restroom, and unfortunately I got stuck in there, you know, being sick with urgency and, you know, liquid diarrhea, sorry to share, and I couldn't get out of there, and I was stuck in that bathroom for 15 or 20 minutes, and I had to kind of force myself out, shut it down, and it was right back. I didn't have all the other symptoms. I didn't go deep enough to, you know, drive myself too low there, but it was amazing how quickly I got sick. I mean, it was like I said, within 20 minutes of my first bite, I was just about to have an accident. So, as you know, I was in there swearing. I wasn't stoked. But when I got done with it, I was like, or, you know, the next day I woke up, I was actually worried about that night going to bed in my van, but I was fine, and I woke up feeling okay. And, you know, it just was such affirmation for me, you guys. It was so great. I was like, yeah, Matt, you're doing the right thing. I mean, this is, you know, proof you are sick. Because it's easy to forget, you know. I'd oftentimes, after 2 years now, I'm like, yeah, you're crazy, Matt. What are you doing? You don't even be doing this extreme, whatever. I don't really doubt myself, but it's a normal thing, right? So, it was just both horrible and awesome all at the same time. So I really, you know, learned a lot from that experience, and I'm taking it to heart. But, you know, I was just talking to the friends saying, well, there you go. You know, I'm not crazy. I am sick. And it does happen that fast. And it is that profound of an effect. I don't know what was in those burgers. Was it just the pepper? I don't think so. It must have been something else, right? Maybe they season them with soy sauce, or maybe they bulk them with flour, or I don't know what. But man, hit me like a freight train. So anyways, aside from that, look at this scene. Can you guys see those surfers? Are you kidding me? You Californians are so fortunate. At any rate, you guys, I've been having the most amazing times. I've been connecting with old people who I have pushed out of my life and shut out for many, many years, telling them I love them, having some great visits, and strangers. I've had the most incredible interaction with so many lovely people along the way. And, you know, shout out to Susan if you should see this. Everybody else, I just can't tell you how awesome it is, Billy, if you watch it, how awesome this has been for me. I have made a ton of progress personally, and some things that have been bothering me, just helping sort my brain out about what my next steps are, and it's been insanely profound. So I don't want it to end. Probably wouldn't be as awesome if it didn't end, though. So, I'm gonna probably cut this off now. I'm not sure how long my battery's gonna last. And like I said, I've got too much to share. I'd like to give you guys all the details. But I'm in Ventura now. And I'm gonna stay, I think, around Santa Barbara and this area, Central Coast, for a few more days. And then I'm gonna have to start heading north to make it home by Thanksgiving. So I think after the holiday, I should have a new episode up, hopefully sort of recapping all of this for you guys. So you guys, thank you as always so much for listening and watching. I've been telling everyone along this trip how much you all and this project has meant to me, means to me, and how much you guys have helped me. So I can't convey that enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I've cried a few times, about to cry right now during the sunrise, because I've been so thankful on this trip. Shit. Sorry. I don't think I've ever sworn on here before. I'm so grateful to you guys. I'll just do this for a sec. So, thanks, you guys. And I wish you all the happiest of holidays if you're here in the States and it's Thanksgiving. I know it can be hard with your family. I'm going to go see my family and it's going to be hard. They're going to all be eating all sorts of stuff that I really wish they wouldn't. And I'm going to be weird with my big plate of hamburgers with all the family and family friends. And it's always difficult. I mean, they're loving and supporting, and it's not difficult like that. They can tell just by my progress that this is the right path for me. But it's hard, you know, on a lot of levels. So I understand. I hope you guys have a great one. Make it as good as you can. And I'll see you guys next time. So thanks as always for listening and watching. All right, see you guys.